What's up, listeners, and welcome to a very special episode of The Rookie Show. It is officially the one-year anniversary of Coin and I going live on the air. Even more exciting, football is back. After Beers Bad Beats Battlestar Galaxy Brain, I'll give you the last underrated 2000s pop song of the year. Coin and I will predict each of the big 2020 NFL awards and tell you who's going to win this year's Super Bowl. Coin will list off some pathetic endeavors that were never able to make it to the elusive one-year mark, unlike us, of course. And lastly, we will give you our favorite picks for week one in the NFL, including our underdog pick of the week. Let's do it.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Rookie Show. I am one of your loving hosts, Elvis Coin. Joining me, as always, from Chicago, the Wingy Kingy himself, Travis Knoll. What up, Knoll?
What up, Coin? The Wingy Kingy is ready for some pod action today. It's great to be joining you.
Some pod action at its finest. This is where we truly shine, Noel. We are back to the NFL season. We are 2 days away. This podcast will be live, and I think football will have or will be being played.
Needless to say, I am hyphied.
One could say hyphied. This NFL season, as the kids are saying, gonna hit different. No doubt.
This season will indeed hit different.
Well, as you heard, everybody, we just popped some beers, so let's get right into some classic beers, Bad Beats, and Battlestar Galaxy Brain. Noel, what beer do you got this week?
Coin, I do not have a beer this week. In fact, I have a spiked seltzer. It's all the craze among all the youngsters these days.
Right.
This one is a Bon Vif.
Oh yeah, they dropped that. They dropped the and recently.
They dropped the and, the ampersand. It used to be Bon and Viv or Bon and Vive. I don't really know. They did a much better job with the rebrand. I mean, these are much more pleasant. But they were really busy at first, the cans.
Yeah.
Too much. It would look kind of like an old person's wallpaper, I feel like.
It had like a mermaid and stuff on it, right?
Had a mermaid. Yeah. It still does have a couple little mermaids in between the spiked and the seltzer. But this is the grapefruit flavor. I don't know if I've had it before. I got to say, pretty good.
Yeah, grapefruit's hard to miss on. It's a subtle enough flavor with a good sweet sour punch that I like. I think floats really well in alcohol.
I give it a B plus as far as the seltzer goes. So there you go.
That's pretty good.
What about you, Coin? What are you drinking?
This week I am drinking from Fort George, the City of Dreams Pale Ale.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of also a busy can, but it's like a nice cityscape on just this little harbor town, and there's a ship in the background. A white can with just blue and red, and I really like navy blue and a nice maroon together. So it's a very good can.
Would you say those are Herder's colors or Big Fork Valkyrie's colors?
I would say these are Herder's colors. There's more white here. I think we have more white than you guys.
You guys are a little more white, yeah. We roll pretty blue. We don't have a ton of red. You guys just have the red accent?
I think we just have the red accent, too.
Yeah, so do we.
Yeah. But this is also the beer that I bought for Joe for his birthday in June. So I think that a lot of time has passed where I can just take this beer back that's been sitting in the fridge.
I was wondering if you meant it's the same kind or it's literally
No, it's like literally beer. The same six pack of beer that I bought him. He just hasn't drank it in 5 months.
Well, good. Yeah, that's maybe we need to come up with a rule, like a grace period of.
Oh, yeah, because I'm not big. Beer. Like, I don't want to ever take somebody's like last of anything. Like, you have one last piece of cheese, one last beer, whatever. I won't. However, this has been sitting in the fridge for long enough.
I think you waited more than enough time.
Yeah.
I would have said maybe 3-4 months might even be adequate. Oh, wait, you said June?
Wait, it's probably 3 months. Yeah, we're probably good.
Okay, you're right there.
We talked about the beer in the fridge, and so I feel like if he didn't acknowledge that he was planning on drinking it anytime soon, that it's up for grabs.
Right, of course.
Yeah. So tell me about your weekend. What did you do with your beers this weekend?
My beers for this weekend. You did mention that I am the Wingy Kingy himself. I participated in the first annual Fort Collins FOCO Wing Tour 2020.
with shouts to Nate Heinrichs, who fan of the pod, I believe. And Nate and Katie and I went and toured four different wing locations. We ate a total of 43 wings between the three of us. So
That's a pretty good amount of wings.
It's a pretty good amount. What average of a little over, was that? 16. No, 14.
14.
Yeah, 14 would be 42. Yeah, there you go. I'm not very good at math anymore. Tried nine different flavors overall at the four different locations. My favorites were actually a honey mustard flavored wing from a place called Mojo's. Joe's spelled, it's like a Cajun place, so it's J-E-A-U-X.
I like that. I'm very in.
The Mojo's wings were by far the best quality, the meatiest, nice. They were like smoked, and they were the highest quality for sure. And I liked the twist with the honey mustard flavor. And then also just the classic hot wing from Jim's Wings. Just great flavor. Just a perfect buffalo of all the buffalo flavors. It was the best. So those were the two highest scorers for me. Also had one or two pints of different craft beers at each wing stop as well. So that was why it ties into beers. I'd say the best beer I had was the first one that Nate and I got, which was a pineapple beer, which sounded kind of weird. And it wasn't like a sour or anything. It just was a real nice summer flavor and started off the day very well.
Oh, that's a good, that's the way to do it, is get the citrusy beer in early when you're feeling, it's very sunny out still.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, Fort Collins, a noted wing town, of course. Yeah.
They call it the wing capital of Northwestern Colorado.
I've heard people say that before, actually. It's big in the wing circles. All the wing Reddit I'm in online, yeah.
Exactly. Anywhere but Greeley. Not Greeley. I said that a few times. There's signs for Greeley off the interstate, so. Shouts Addy Vergara.
And James Duggan. Jeeves Duggive.
I didn't even know he was from there.
Yeah.
What about you, Coyne? Tell me about your weekend beers.
All right. I think that I've had at least one or two drinks of alcohol every day since our last pod.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, so I was actually looking forward to a break, but you know, the people ask and the people get. And that's me drinking beer on the pod. But I did have a great weekend. We did Labor Day weekend. We got an Airbnb up in Seattle, me and my girlfriend. And then we didn't have any beers when we got there, but we did get gin for gin and tonics, which I like. And it was really hot. We were out on the water. So we did that, got our gin and tonics, got a bunch of food to make dinner and stuff, stuff to make breakfast. And then we went to the place. We got in the little paddle boat made with our gin and tonics. We were kind of paddling around, watched the sunset out there. So we had that first one, and then we had a second one, and then we decided that we were just not going to make dinner, and we just finished the bottle of gin instead. And so that was how our night went. We got super hammered off of this gin and tonic, and then just kind of passed out without ever eating dinner.
Ginner, might ginner. You call it?
You could call it a ginner.
Breakfast, lunch, and ginner.
That sounds like
a good Labor Day weekend plan. Wait, so what day was that?
This was Saturday night.
Okay, got it.
And then I had some beers. I had some beers yesterday when I was golfing, but I don't know if you've are anywhere near them, but there's a ton of fires over here. And so midway through our round, the smoke just rolled in, and it was real hot, and the smoke was just like in my eyes the entire time. I couldn't really see that well. It was great. Really enjoyed it.
You know, if you're done with your beer segment, that ties really well into my bad beats.
One more second. This is actually a good thing, kind of. It's also a breaking news. I don't know how it ties into beer, but it's just breaking news. Avid listener of the pod, in. Blake Butler, who works for a production company in L.A., I believe it's NBC, just told me today that Kung Fu Panda 4 is, in fact, on the way. It's in production. There isn't even that much news about it online yet.
Per the Rookie Show pod, Kung Fu Panda 4. Breaking news, folks.
Breaking news. Oh, the only thing I could find online is that the villain in this movie will be Akuma the Rat Zodiac, who will be voiced by Eminem.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
This is the greatest breaking news I've heard in some time. How much voice acting has Eminem done? Has he ever done this before?
I don't know. He's a good villain voice, though.
I feel like he would be good.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
I can't say I've seen Kung Fu Panda 2 or 3.
I think Kung Fu Panda 2 is actually pretty good. Is That's it? The one where they fight the tiger, right? Or is that the first one?
I'm not really sure. I'm going to need to brush up on my Kung Fu Pandas.
That's it. That's it for my goods and my beers. What about your bad beats, Noel? Tell me about your bad beats.
All right, bad beats. So Fort Collins, I sent you a screenshot of the weather forecast for this past weekend through today. It was 99 on Saturday, nice and real hot. Mm-hmm. But the big thing I wanted to highlight was Sunday, high of 92. Monday, excuse me, did I do those wrong? Yes. Monday, I meant to say, Monday into Tuesday, a high of 92. Tuesday, today, a high of 35.
That's insane. Did it snow?
It did snow. It did snow quite a bit. But the main kind of weather-related part of this was that Taylor, shouts Taylor, Nate's fiance and mother of Rowan, shouts Rowan, Taylor booked... booked us a pontoon boat for the Horsetooth Reservoir to go spend about 4 hours out there. We also had a captain that sailed with us who was also the grill master, which I thought was a pretty cool touch.
Grill mast? Like, hey.
It was a girl, actually, which was the most surprising part. You know.
Girls can grill too, man. Come on.
They can grill and drive boats. True. She did a phenomenal job. However, the forecast said it was going to be in the 90s, so I'm wearing a tank and swim trunks and stuff. Except, speaking of fires, the Cameron Peak Fire, which is a fire that's going on near Fort Collins right now, which is apparently in the top 3 or 4 biggest fires in Colorado history and growing, was so bad that the entire atmosphere was like clouding the sun, and despite the fact that supposedly it was 90 degrees, it felt pretty damn cold the whole time. On top of it, it was literally raining ash on us the entire time.
Mm.
Like, literally, every 10 seconds, you had to wipe your shirt and your hat and your hair because there was just big chunks of ash falling. And then if you looked in the water, it was just, like, speckled with ash pretty much everywhere. So,
that's not ideal.
Ideal at all. It was pretty not cool. But
that's a pretty bad beat for Fort Collins.
Still had some beers, and it was still a good time, but not the best boating weather.
See, that's why I went bald, so I don't have to wipe ash out of my hair. I'm just thinking way ahead. That's actually my galaxy brain for this week.
Oh, go bald in case the fires are so bad. Maybe I should have used that one because my galaxy brain sucks.
I'll be the judge of that.
All right, what are your bad beats?
All right, my bad beats are after leaving the Airbnb, I realized, actually, I didn't realize they messaged us and they were like, hey, you actually left a pair of shorts and underwear. I was like, oh, are they yours? I don't think I grabbed anything. And I realized that I had actually kicked off the shorts and my underwear, and I didn't see them because they were under the covers. But that's neither here nor there.
Hey,
so
man.
So also, also
congrats
good thing.
On the sex.
Hey, thanks, man. Other bad beat is for Purple Mattress. Do you know they have their ads on YouTube? I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Yeah, I think so. It sounds familiar.
I don't know if they're doing it on purpose. I feel like I have to imagine they do. But it's weird. They always, so the ad starts and it's like, I'm here to prove that Purple Mattress blows sizable pause, or sorry, blows memory foam, sizable pause, out of the water. Like, why did you pause like that? If you're telling me that your mattress is better, don't tell me it blows memory foam. That's awful.
Like, if I were to start a segment saying, like, this weekend, I blew Nate out of the water while playing cribbage, it was a great weekend. That's kind of what you're
saying. That's a weird thing to say, or a weird way to lead that in. Exactly what I'm saying, yeah.
What made you think of that?
I was watching YouTube today and it popped up.
Okay. Yeah. And that's a bad beat for
it's
you?
It's a bad beat on them. No, it's not for me. It's for them.
Oh, got it. I got it. Okay. You do better, Purple Mattress.
Yeah. I was trying to get a Snapchat of it, but they wouldn't let me pause the ad. I was bummed.
Bummer. Sorry to hear that.
That's all right. That's my only real bad beat. I had a pretty good weekend overall.
Losing your shorts in the covers.
Losing my shorts, yeah. But still tied to a pretty good thing.
I was expecting you to say you asked... your girlfriend, if it was her underwear, and then you realize she doesn't wear underwear.
I don't know why you would have thought that. It's weird.
Well, you were bragging about having sex and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll give you my
weak
ass Battlestar Galaxy brain, which is really just me stressing a feeling of mine. Normal take is that dinner is the best meal to have a dessert with. Perhaps the next level take might be a cookie after lunch is a real treat.
Mm-hmm.
Might be the best. But the Galaxy Brain take and my favorite take is that breakfast dessert is actually the best dessert of any meal dessert.
Okay.
And before you go, well, you don't have dessert for breakfast, I'm really just talking about my passion, which is I love to get a savory and a sweet meal with breakfast. It just really starts my day on the right foot. Get me, you know, a skillet to start and then some waffles to end. It's just nothing better.
See, great. I was going to bring up, I was like, you're a noted savory over sweet breakfast guy. And what you're not saying here is that you would prefer or want necessarily the sweet breakfast. It's like in addition to your breakfast, right?
I'm glad that you, I needed you to expound on this take because yes, I'm not saying donuts are the best breakfast food. I'm not saying that. I do like a good donut, but I need to start with the savory and end with the sweet. And it just, that's my favorite meal if I can accomplish that.
That's just the best, yeah, best situation. I agree. I'm a big time. I always have a little roll of cinnamon rolls, like Pillsbury cinnamon rolls in my fridge, just on tap at home. And usually on a weekend, I'll pop them in the oven. I'm like, you know what? I also want like a little, like a breakfast burrito before I have these cinnamon rolls. And it's going to be great. So I'll get a breakfast burrito, bang, 2 to 4 cinnamon rolls. Great morning.
Bingo.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with you. I love that.
Let's hear a real Galaxy Brain.
All right. So this was one of those ones that just hit me a minute ago. I was doing this like 15 minutes beforehand. So I'm wearing my slippers upstairs, and obviously I wasn't wearing socks. And I'm like, the original thought is waking up, throwing on some slippers, sans socks is just great. The next step is putting on a pair of socks with your slippers so they don't get all sweaty, you know? Because I don't like my feet all sweaty. Even better wool socks because you're getting double fuzzy there.
Whoa.
Third take is make the inside of the slipper out of the sock material so that you're not dealing with that problem at all.
Mmm.
Fourth take is eliminate the need for socks completely. Are you joking me? We haven't advanced in society enough to eliminate the need for socks? What the fuck are we even doing here? We can send people to space and they can just orbit around there forever, but I still need to put a thin layer on my foot so that it doesn't get messed up by the thing specifically designed for my foot? Are you joking? This is absurdity.
So, do you have any suggestions on how we solve this dire issue in America?
I'm glad you asked that, Noel. Yes, I do.
Okay.
So, this thought was specifically for slippers, but the best thing that came to me was like a similar to like a helmet setup, you know, where there's like in the helmet, it's like the thing that goes around your head, then the gap with the cushion, and then helmet.
Sure.
It's like sock, but loose enough you can just slide into, surrounded by fluff, like attached on both sides, and then the slipper is like the shell.
So, I can't decide if I want to try to pick apart your take or just kind of give you some credit for thinking outside the box. Because please, I think clearly the answer here is, well, you're going to get sweaty regardless, and how are you going to wash that insert of the shoe?
Am I going to get sweaty?
I am.
Okay.
You're saying, wait, are you solving, so it's ventilated such that the idea is your feet don't sweat at all?
Yeah, well, I mean, your feet notably sweat less when you have sock inside of slipper.
I don't know.
Mine do, at least. Mine
does. I don't wear slippers. I'm not one to ask. I don't own slippers.
Okay. But don't you, okay, but even when you're wearing shoes, like, you feel like your feet get more sweaty when you're just wearing shoes as opposed to sock and shoe.
Sure, yes.
So, I want to eliminate that issue. Like, if it was just built in there, that wouldn't happen.
I'm saying if I don't have something in between, those things are going to get gnarly quick. But maybe that's just me.
That is just you. This take is correct, and I will die with it.
I stand socks. I hate wearing any type of shoe. I see guys wearing their boat shoes without socks and stuff like that. It drives me nuts. I cringe at the thought. So
This is built into that.
Okay, I need to see a prototype. And get at me with it so I can really test it out.
Let it be known that I am a noted lover of fun socks. I have a billion socks, and they're all different styles and colors and things going on them. I love it. But I don't think I should need to wear them.
I I think fun socks for me are one of those things that are fun in theory, but not.
Okay. Well, not I in think practice. You're wrong. You're wrong there. So that's.
But fine. I also only wear no shows, so.
That's a good point.
Okay, listeners, right. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know what you think out. About the.
We got to think of a name for it.
Built-in sock shoe, Suckoos. That's what they're going to be called. Suckoos. Suckooz.
The Suckoos. They will blow you out of the water with comfort. Give them a try.
That's exactly right. All right, get at us, everybody. Let's move on to the craze that has been sweeping the nation, but possibly is going to be taking a little break here. Let's move on to Noel's underrated pop song of the 2000s of the week, otherwise known as...
Kapsat Atwa.
The Kapsat Atwa.
That's right, Coin. We are going to give you one last Kapsat Atwa before we really dive into our routine during the NFL season. Kind of running out of years in the decade of the 2000s, so I think this will be the last one for a little while. Just a reminder for the fans, the Kapsat Atwa is a song that would never be thought of as the best summer jam of the year, or even the best song by a given artist. It's a song that never reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and it's songs that, Coin, they just flat out slap.
They just flat out slap, Noel.
I may be breaking one of the rules I just mentioned here, but not rule number three of the song.
I was going to say, is this song not going to slap?
This song was released on June 16th, 2003. The song, of course, Where Is the Love by the Black Eyed Peas.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Featuring Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. Listen, folks.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA. The Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But
if you're this song is an obvious one. It feels like a song that probably was the hit of the summer, so that's why I'm possibly breaking a rule. But I still feel it's underrated. It peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, so never went top 7. And it comes in at number 26 overall for 2003. I am a Where's the Love stan. It may make my top 6 songs of all time.
Whoa.
That's how much I love this song. Yeah. So that's why I feel... It definitely is higher than top 26 of 2003.
I agree.
Right off the bat, you think
right
I'm right?
Right off the bat. No, this might be your best one yet. I'm looking at the list right now. So do you want me to jump into the songs?
Sure. I can either give notable lyrics now or after list. Which
do notable lyrics first.
Notable lyrics. Not really funny ones in this one, but I went with these two. Number one, overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. KKK.
That's right.
That's a good one. Notable one. And then also, here's this clever little ditty. Yo, whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity.
Mm.
Mm.
That's a lot of T's rhyming right there. That's
Itty.
Just good stuff.
Yeah. Itty. He should have rhymed with Titty City as well. But
Titty City. I never got to be the mayor. Those are great. I know it's right at the beginning, but I'm real partial to it. Just that beginning when it hits, it's the, what's wrong with the world, mama?
True.
People acting like they ain't got no mamas.
Yes. What's wrong with the world, mama?
Good stuff. That the beat drop on that song, the bump, 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 bump. It just gets you moving. It's a great car song. Yes, that's exactly whatever you're doing with your hands. Noel's notably waving his hands over his head like a maniac right now.
Like I just don't care.
That's what I would say. Yeah. All right, let's get into so it's number 26, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right ahead of The Game of Love by Santana. I don't even know what that song is, so this is definitely better than that.
And the Game of Love. Wait, that's Name of Love. I'm not really sure what that is either.
Okay. And then number 25 is Mesmerized by Ja Rule featuring Ashanti.
Can you sing that one?
I'm having trouble thinking of how that one goes, honestly.
Okay. Must not be very good.
Right. The only one number ahead of it, number 21, PIMP by 50 Cent. It's just a...
PIMP is a banger, I have to say. You know what? Interesting thought about PIMP. I think the edited version, for some reason, hits harder for me. I feel like the bleeped motherfucking almost feels more...
Because I'm the mother... PIMP.
Yeah, I don't know why. I remember I had the edited version on my phone, and I'm like, ooh, I want to hear the
I think
the
you're dirty version. There. Yeah,
but the edited was worse.
This is a strong year for Fitty. He has number 21, number 14, 21 Questions, which is a great song, and then number one for the year, which definitely a certifiable song this summer, Into Club.
Was it number one on the whole entire year?
Yeah.
Okay. Into Club, pretty unassailable.
Number 11 on the list, Get Low by Lil Jon and the East Side Boys. I can't tell you how many dances I grinded to.
Goodness gracious. Just from star power alone, that feels like it's in the right spot.
Mm-hmm. And then notably else on the list is Crazy in Love at number 4 by Beyonce and Ignition Remix by R. Kelly.
An incredibly strong, I'm just realizing, top 6 or so in this list. Crazy in Love feels like that's like a number one song.
Oh, I know. That's what I thought too. Wow. Yeah. I also missed this one. Number 9. Kid Rock featuring Sheryl Crow. Picture.
Wow. A nice assortment. We were getting a lot of hip hop, but I'm glad we branched out into soothing Kid Rock.
All right. Before I give my final ranking, do you have any more fun facts about the song?
I have a little bit of Wikipedia search for you.
Okay, give me some Wikipedia search.
This is the first song the Black Eyed Peas officially featured Fergie as a member of the group.
Oh, that's monumental.
She beat out Nicole Scherzinger to join the group, who tried out, who then became the lead singer of the Pussycat Dolls, of course. Fun fact.
That is fun fact.
Can you name all three dudes that were originally in the Black Eyed Peas?
It's Will I Am. Yeah, the dude that wears the fedora, he's like kind of Asian looking.
Yep, Filipino.
Same thing. And then I can't name the other guy.
Yes, Will I Am. His name is William James Adams Jr.
Right.
Mouthful. The next guy you're referring to, fedora guy, he goes by the stage name of Apple D App.
That's right.
Which is spelled APL.DE.AP.
Okay. Interesting
choice. His real name, Alan Pineda Lindo. And finally, Taboo is the name of the third
Taboo
guy.
I feel like I could have gotten that one, yeah.
He's Hispanic? Yeah. Jamie Luis Gomez. Fun fact, I would have never guessed those names. And lastly, this has nothing to do with the song, but the only other option I would have chosen for 2003 was, of course, Dig It by the Detent Boys, which is unranked.
Unranked? Are you kidding me? What?
I knew that would get an unbelievable underrated ranking, but I really wanted to speak to the people with Where Is the Love. So just for the record, everybody, go listen to Dig It by Shia LaBeouf and the Detent Boys.
Just a fantastic song. Just watch Holes while you're at it, too. Mm-hmm. Another good movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, Noel, yes. I like that you did this for this final one for a while. We talked about bringing in one that actually is ranked decently high, but just definitely should be higher. This song should easily be in the top 10 for the year, probably top five.
Thank you. Agreed.
And for that reason, Noel, I am going to have to give this song an underrated rating of 8.7. That is right, the highest ever rating I have given on The Rookie Show to a Kapsat Atwa.
I just passed out. What an unbelievable moment, a record-setting moment in Rookie Show history. An 8.7 for Where Is the Love. Justin Timberlake just shit his pants.
Just shot himself. Odell Beckham is losing his mind.
Nice. Topical reference. Love it.
That's right. My only comment on the Odell Beckham thing, of just really quick sidebar, obviously, is that there's so many easy jokes to be made, and being on Twitter is just number two receiver. Just do better. Just be better than that.
The number two receiver, yeah.
Yeah.
Cleveland Steamers is too easy as well.
Yeah. I mean,
he's on the Browns. There's just too many that are such low-hanging fruit. It's kind of hard. I challenge our listeners to come up with the best Odell, most creative and innovative Odell meme.
Right. I feel like there's like an Odell movement thing, maybe like a bowel movement. There's something there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beckham, I don't think the best use of our time is me.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. We'll come back around.
We'll move past it.
Well, that'll do it for our final cups à trois for a moment. Let us move on to our bread and butter, our pride and joy. Noel, the football season is upon us. Let us make our picks for the year. This is our Super Bowl winners, the awards, who we have making the playoffs, MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, and Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Year. I would also like to start this by saying, we talk about a lot of sports year-round. And I like basketball a lot, love it even. I really am starting to enjoy hockey, and I truly enjoy baseball as well. And there's been times when I thought maybe NBA was possibly catching up to how much I liked football. The fact remains that I am in two fantasy leagues, a loser pick'em pool, and a weekly thing where I pick like how I think everybody's going to win their games, then I rank my confidence. I don't do any of those things for any other sport, and I am watching basically every single NFL game.
Here's the deal. I think this sums it up for me, is that guaranteed I will watch any shitty Thursday night NFL game over any NBA game not featuring LeBron James or that's not the NBA Finals.
Right. That's what it is. Like, I will watch Titans Jaguars any day of the week. Give it to me.
Throw me Dolphins Giants. I don't give a shit. Let's go.
I do not give a shit. I love football. I love that the NFL is back. Noel, who do you have making the playoffs in the AFC?
AFC playoffs. All right. I already was on record saying the Chiefs are going 15-1.
You did.
So I got
that.
Chiefs at the one seed. I'm just going to do it, Corin. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns at the two seed. I don't give a shit.
Yes.
I feel like the AFC, if you're not super sold on the Ravens, 100% repeating their success, after those two teams, it's so wide open. So I'm seeing the Browns at the two seed at 11-5, maybe even 10-6. I'm seeing a lot of 10-6 teams. I got the Colts and the Pats as the other two division winners. Then my wildcard teams, which there are three.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Oh, see? You didn't even know.
True.
You didn't even know. Good thing I went first. Ravens, I'm getting that first wildcard spot. I'm sticking with Deshaun Watson and the Texans. Everybody's down on them, but I still trust in him. He just got paid. And then I'm going to take the Steelers as that final wildcard spot. So three teams from the AFC North getting in.
I like that. We went pretty similarly for the most part. I do not have the Browns make the playoffs, but I do have the Chiefs as the one seed. And then, like you were saying, I have a lot of teams just kind of in that 11-5, 10-6 range. So that was tough.
Yep.
And I did end up giving the nod to the Ravens as the two seed. But right behind them, I have the Bills at 3, Colts at 4. And then I have the Steelers getting the 5th spot.
Yeah.
And the Pats in the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And then sneaking in as the 7th seed. Yes. I have the recently moved Las Vegas Raiders sneaking in at 9-7.
Gross. All right. To each your own. So you don't have Houston and you don't have Cleveland, right?
I do not
have the Raiders or Bills. Okay. Mm-mm. Fair enough. We doing NFC playoffs and then the bracket, or you want me to tell you who?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
NFC, I'm rolling one more year with the New Orleans Saints, getting the one seed. It's a bit of a boring pick, but their roster's loaded. It's just a matter of if you think Breeze can continue his MVP-like seasons. I think he's got at least one more in him. Number two, I'm going Seahawks. We talked about this. I don't know why I have a lot of faith. I don't think they have much pass rush, but other than that, I love their offense if they let Russ cook and just got Jamal Adams. In a tough division that I think they're going to split a lot of wins. Rounding out Packers and Cowboys winning their division. I got Tom Brady's Bucks at the 5 seed. The reigning NFC champ Niners with the 6 seed. And the 7 seed, gosh. I'm between three. I'm leaning towards Larm. I'm taking Larm. I know you're down on them, but I think McVay can squeeze them back into the playoff. That's the Rams.
Yeah, that's the Rams for any new listeners who don't know what Larm are. It says LARM for LA Rams across the mm-hmm. ticker. It's awesome, Larm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine looks somewhat similar. A lot of the same division winners. I actually do have the Hawks as the one seed. I think the NFC is, there's a lot of power at the top, and I think some of these teams are going to cannibalize some wins from each other.
Yeah.
So I have Hawks at one. I have the Minnesota Vikings as the two seed.
Wowzers.
Yeah. Kirky getting it done this year. Three seed Cowboys, fourth the Saints, fifth seed Packers, A-Raj back in there. I mean, I just don't know how you keep that team away from 9 or 10 wins. They're going to find a way.
Yeah.
This one's going to shock you. The sixth seed, the Atlanta Falcons. I have the Falcons at 10-6 getting in there. And then the last spot I gave to the Niners.
Okay. Fair enough. So Tom Brady out.
Tom Brady out.
That's stacked offense. All right. Fair enough. I don't hate it. I hate betting against Tom Brady. I hope they don't make it. So.
Right. So are we picking our bracket? Is that how we're doing it?
I just went basically the two teams in the championship games. I don't know how, if you want to go through every game.
Fine.
So I've got in the NFC, or sorry, the AFC championship, I'm going the Chiefs, obviously making it. And I think Philly Rivers and the Colts get there as well. But the Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. Call me lame, but it's going to happen.
Okay. Yeah, I also have the Chiefs getting there to the AFC Championship, and I have them playing the Colts as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting. Okay,
yeah, I think that team's got a lot of fun things to do on offense, and I think that Phil gives them the push they need. Their defense is going to be one of the best in the AFC, so
right.
I like them.
I just think combination of roster and a trustworthy quarterback, I just like what they could do if they get in.
So. Right. NFC, I'll go first. I have the Hawks in there.
Oh.
And I have the Cowboys.
Ew, gross.
I know.
A lot of Cowboys love out there. I'm not buying it, even though I have them winning the shitty division. I've got the Saints and I've got the Packers. Understand, again, not sexy picks, but I think Rodgers is going to be on a mission to prove he's not washed this year. And I think Breeze and the Saints have another year. So I've got Saints over the Packers in the NFC Championship.
Okay. And I have the Hawks winning the NFC Championship to play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's fun. Russ versus Mahomes. Who comes out on top?
Yeah, I have. I just like the idea of the best two quarterbacks in the NFL just getting there against each other. It's what I want to see. It's a passion pick.
Okay. And I have Chiefs over Saints. So kind of, I think we both picked that at the beginning of the playoffs last year. Breeze choked again. The Saints, I think the last 3 years have lost out on the last play of the game. That's become a common narrative, I guess. So they've been so close and yet so far. Mm-hmm. So I have Drew Breeze and the Saints winning the Super Bowl over Patty Mahomes, 34-30. Drew Breeze, his second Super Bowl MVP.
Love it. Oh, you're picking the upset. I'm shocked.
I sure am.
I went chalk, and I just went Chiefs over Hawks. This team is returning 20 of 22 starters. Everybody, all the talking heads are talking about that. And I know that it's incredibly hard to repeat. Nobody's done it since Brady in 3-4. Is that what it is?
Sounds right.
But the team is just, it's loaded, man. That's so much talent on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
And I have Mahomes, another MVP.
Moving down the list to transition, have Patty Mahomes winning the regular season MVP.
Oh.
I do still want to put a touch of money on Russ, but only because I think it's good value. I think Mahomes is going to win it.
I have Russ winning this year's MVP.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I think that he's finally going to get the credit where credit is due. He's going to carry this team to the top of the NFC with definitely not the most talented roster in the NFC. So it's going to be an impressive feat. And, I don't know if it'll be voter fatigue after it'll be like the third year of Mahomes, but I think people love Russ and they want to see him do good too.
Look at us, Seahawks dance.
I know. We just love the Seahawks so much. Do you have a defensive player of the year pick?
DPOY, I'm going with TJ Watt. He's going to join his bro with a DPOY award.
I like that. I have, also from the AFC, Tre'Davious White of the Buffalo Bills. It's not common that a secondary player will get the award, but I think that he is the best defensive player on a Bills defense that is going to be one of the best four, probably, in football. And especially if he's on a Bills team that climbs up into the top three seeds of the AFC.
If the Bills win that division, I don't hate that pick.
Mm-hmm. Did you have picks for offensive and defensive rookie of the year or no?
Yes, rookies of the year, I'm going with the favorites in both categories. I'm going Clyde Edwards-Helaire of the Chiefs. I already said last pod I would like to bet him to win the rushing title. And then I'm going my guy Chase Young from the Skins. The Skins front line is baller. Like, they might have one of the best defensive lines in the league. That's like the only part of their team that's worth a damn. So it's not like other teams are going to be able to just double this rookie. I mean, he's going to have a lot of opportunities to put up big sack numbers, and I think he'll get him. So, Chase.
I don't hate it. That was my second option. I also went Clyde Edwards-Helaire. CEH, does he have a nickname yet?
He needs one. He needs one.
T-Billings Clyde.
T-Billings Clyde. Nice. Who'd you put for defense? Oh,
defensive MVP. I went with Kenneth Murray. Linebacker for the Chargers out of Oklahoma. He's kind of fits the mold of the real athletic linebacker that we have in the NFL now, which is Deion Jones for the Falcons, and who's the dude for the Bears now? The guy from Georgia.
Don't know.
But he kind of fits that like run around linebacker who covers side to side, can keep up with running backs, and also can do some pass rushing.
Yeah,
I just think he has a good chance, and I think that rookies tend to do well. I know it doesn't probably translate that well year to year, but I think rookies do well in the Chargers system. It's Roquan Smith.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'd like to sprinkle a little love onto these three guys for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Brandon Ayuk and Jalen Reagor, two rookie wideouts for the Niners and Eagles, respectively, getting a lot of buzz. Reagor, they're both a little banged up right now. But I think they both have a good chance to be the top receiver on their team. And then also Redskins running back Antonio Gibson at 50-1 feels like a decent bet. Just got rid of AP. Geis is gone. Coaching staff has been pretty vocal that Gibson's going to be their kind of jack of all trades, if you will. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're going to be passing a lot. If he can catch, you know, six passes a game or something, be like a McCaffrey type, then who knows?
I don't hate it. I like I like Reagor too, from Arizona State, right?
That sounds right. Yeah. No, TCU.
TCU, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Fun picks. And then, of course, we're going to Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Walter Payton Man of the Year. I couldn't find any odds on this, sadly. I'm going to go with Richard Sherman. He was a finalist last year. Feels like an award that there's often scrubs as finalist on teams, but the guy who ends up winning it is a star, big name player. And Richard Sherman is a charitable dude, even though he's a douche.
He is a douche, but he's outspoken, and I think this will be a big year for any kind of racial justice stuff. Also, and that's true. Why I went with Danielle Hunter of the Minnesota Vikings. I went straight to the source, and I figured a big name player on their team who would have a little pull in the community could do some good things in Minnesota.
Wow, interesting. Using George Floyd to handicap the Walter Payton Man of the Year NFL.
Well, when you put it like that.
I mean, it's reasonable. Let's take advantage, folks.
I'll speak to him. He's reasonable. I don't actually want to talk about the first player injured because I don't think it's fun to talk about unless you have one.
Not first player injured. Is it bad to predict? It's not like I'm rooting for it. Well, I guess if I predict it, then I'm rooting for it because that's my prediction to come through. So. Right.
If you did it, you already have to give it.
Okay, I think Dalvin Cook gets hurt. That's
all. Oh, again? Buddy. Yeah,
it has to do with a karma thing that happened in my fantasy league. I won't get into it. Garrett, you son of a bitch. It's a keeper thing. He basically got stolen from me, so I put a hex on him. So.
Oh.
Sorry, Dalvin, that you have to be collateral damage for our fantasy league. But
that's a bummer. mine's going to be Teddy Roosevelt, sadly. Teddy. Panthers are going to go 1-15.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I'm on board with that.
And then first coach fired.
First coach fired, Adam Gase.
Yep. Also, Everybody hates Adam Gase. He's out.
If they lose three games, he might be out.
Yep. I think it'll be quick and swift, and nobody's going to blink an eye at it.
Take those picks to the bank.
That's right. All right, Noel, before we give our week one picks, that's right, we're doing week one lines. Back.
Whoa.
Back at it, baby.
Huge.
We're actually at a little milestone for us.
We are.
So this week marks the anniversary of the Rookie Show pod of when we first posted live to Spotify and Apple Music.
Pretty incredible that we have been doing this for an entire year. What did we say? This is episode 53, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
So I figured out that we threw our first four episodes live on Spotify and Apple all at once that first week of September. Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think that there's only been 3 weeks of the last year that we did not put out a pod for our great listeners. And that was Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then our recent vacation in August. That's it. Every other week of the year, you guys got some great content from us.
We're here churning out content. Doing it for you. No vacations. Small vacations, but, you know.
We're doing it for free, because we love you.
Not for long, hopefully. We got some sponsors in the works, you know. Big names coming at us. Like, not all at once, guys. Calm down.
Yeah, we've just had a really hard time sorting through all the offers, so yeah. we'll let you know.
Frito-Lay Bean Dip is really throwing some money at us right now. But I wanted to talk about things that didn't even make it a year.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about things that we have a longer track record than.
Yes. Yeah.
Good. I like that.
So I don't know how you did it, but I just threw down a bunch of celebrity couples that did not make it.
Oh, see, I thought this was just me listening to you, so I don't have any. This is your show. This is your show. Yep.
So at the ninth shortest on this list is Pamela Anderson and Kid Rock. Only made it 4 months. We did three times better than them.
Oh, man. Pam and Kid. Come on, that's right. Guys.
Next is Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Esposito. I don't even know who that lady is, so she definitely didn't deserve to be married to Bradley Cooper.
How long were they married?
4 months.
Hey, Miss Esposito, congrats on your 4 months of fame. Idiot.
Idiot. People say that I am the Bradley Cooper and you are the Jennifer Esposito of this podcast. People say that. I have never listened to it.
I feel like I am the Lady Gaga of this podcast, if you're the Bradley Cooper of this podcast.
I just want to take another look at you.
That's exactly what it is. Next is Nicolas Cage and Lisa Marie Presley. 3 months.
Did you see the recent Nicolas Cage
clip? Oh, baby, did I. Oh, baby, did I. I can't wait to have him on my in my house.
In your house party?
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy is a freak. Okay, move on.
All right. Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian, 72 days.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, 72 days.
Pretty good. Whenever your marriage was measured in days.
Yeah.
It was good.
I was scrolling through this and I found a video of that. They're like, oh, we love to play around. And he just like yeets her off this deck and then she lands in the water like on her side, like ear first, probably like a 15-foot drop. Oh, and then she comes up and she's like, Chris, I lost my earring. It was $75,000. He's like, oh, and he like jumps in. He's like, we'll find it. And she's like, we're not going to find it. It's the fucking ocean.
Wow. What a magical 72 days.
I don't feel bad for them at all. No. Next is Mario Lopez and Ali Landry. 2 weeks.
I've never heard of Ali Landry.
Nope. And that's why.
Mario Lopez, he was the guard for the Heat when LeBron and Wade were playing, right?
Correct. That's okay. The same. The very same. Okay. Cher and Greg Allman. 9 days.
Come on, Greg.
Come on.
9 days. That's unbelievable.
And this of recent fame got a lot of shine lately. Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman. Nine days.
That's true. 9 days. Wow. That must be the record.
But the shortest.
Oh.
Britney Spears and Jason Alexander. 55 hours.
No way. Measured in hours. Incredible. That guy's a legend.
A legend.
Who is Jason? Did you look up Jason Alexander? Is this
I hope she didn't
guy?
Sign a prenup. No, I don't think so. Well, Jason Alexander.
Sounds
who
like
are
a,
you?
Sounds like an athlete. Sounds like a linebacker. Or maybe a second baseman.
What? Jason Alexander is George Costanza from Seinfeld.
Are you serious?
I don't think it's the same guy, but that's funny. He's the first one that came up. Oh, he just looks like he's like a methed out guy. I don't know who this is.
Okay, good. So George and Brittany got married.
Yeah.
It happened.
Next is not just anniversaries, but animals who can't even live as long as our podcast.
Sweet. Let's make fun of those animals.
Yeah. Worker bees only live for 5 weeks. Fun fact.
Worker bees. So what defines a worker bee?
It's not an the queen bee.
Species? Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah, honeybee. Yeah, honeybee variety. It's the worker bee.
How long does a queen live?
Years.
Wow.
Yeah, the worker bees spend their entire lives working. They're born, put to work, work themselves to death. The next, Laborde's chameleon. This chameleon is in an egg for 8 months. The man is born and then dies in 4 months.
Wow.
That sucks buns.
That's a flash in the pan for you.
Yeah, no kidding. I wanted to find a bird with a lifespan under a year, but they all live too long. They're designing the robots better. Birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real. That's our first sponsor of the pod.
That's right. And that, everybody, is everything that we have made it longer than. We are better than all of those things, all of those marriages. The Rookie Show stands true and
I like
faithful.
Think of myself as a worker bee sometimes, so yeah? It's only fitting because of how much work I put into this.
Right, same. Just hours.
Right,
I've definitely put more than Britney Spears and Jason Alexander's worth marriage hours worth of work into this podcast.
How many hours do you think? So I'd say I average between preparing, actually recording, and editing. It's like 6 to 8 hours a week, it could be sometimes.
Damn, I probably do half of that a week. So
okay,
that's good.
It's six. I said eight was probably an exaggeration.
Yeah,
probably. But six times eight, that's 300 hours of my life I've spent on you guys. So
that's a pretty good amount. So, be thankful.
Be thankful.
And then also bet along with us so we're not losing. That's right, everybody. We are now getting down to it. Week one, NFL bets. We are going to give you 3 games each that we like, plus our underdog. We're going to rebrand the underdogs a bit. We'll figure that out when we get there, though.
When we get there, yes. It feels so right looking at NFL game lines. Any other time of year, I'm looking at betting, and I kind of feel out of my element, and now I just feel at home. I feel at home.
I do, too. It felt to be looking at lines.
Yeah, week one is a tricky one. You never know. There's so much turnover year to year. You're trying to gauge it on previous success, but I feel pretty good about my picks.
Me too. I actually like a lot what I have. Okay. Do you want to go first or me?
Yeah, I'll give you my first one first.
Okay.
To quote Michael Scott, no question about it, I am ready to get hurt again. I would like to bet on the Los Angeles Chargers in week one. The jurors are -3 at the Bengals. All right. One sec. I'm dying first. All right.
Yeah.
Here's my reasoning. There are no fans at this game, so I don't understand how the Bengals can possibly have a home field advantage. This is going to be a common theme for my picks here. This is like the most well-rested a team can be, so it's not like the travel for the Chargers is going to be taxing. Like,
right.
So there's no advantage for the Bengals being home. The Bengals are projected to have maybe the worst offensive line in the league, and you're sending a rookie quarterback out against Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa. That sounds pretty bad. And even despite the loss of Derwin James, which hurts, but considering last year they didn't have him most of the year, they were 6th in pass defense. They had Casey Hayward and Desmond King, who were great DBs, and they also added Chris Harris, who's a Pro Bowl cornerback. So this defense is going to eat against a rookie. I know Burrow's going to be good one day, but I don't think he is in week one. And finally, Tyrod Taylor is ready to put on a motherfucking show. Roll Tyrod.
I love this, and I am also ready to be hurt again.
Yes.
I'm in. I am so in. It's funny that you say that, because my first one is the Falcons +1.5 while at home. In my notes, it says, I'm ready to be hurt again. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually not going to be betting on that. That was a joke.
That would be a bold pick considering you just picked the Seahawks to win the NFC.
Yeah,
so.
I'm definitely kidding.
Okay, okay, good, good.
So I cheated a little bit. Not cheated, but this is something I wish we would have done last year.
Okay.
It's what teams do we think will start hot and what teams do we think are bad? I would like to just do the money line parlay of the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Bills, the Colts, and the Steelers. And that money line parlay is plus 267. They're all playing terrible teams, and those teams are all good.
I am in on that as well. Except who are the Bills playing?
Bills are playing the Jets.
Okay. I am on record saying the Jets are going to be buns. But. So I'll consider it. I'm still off on the Bills, but other than that, I like a big money line parlay on good teams versus bad teams. That's a good strategy.
Yeah. I think that we've gotten in our own way a bit sometimes. And I would just like last year, if we would have just bet the Patriots and Ravens for the first 6 weeks, we'd be up a shit ton of money.
True. That's very true.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's your pick number one?
That's my pick number one, is that money line parlay.
All right. Pick number two. In general, like I said, these home field advantages don't make any sense. The LA Rams, I know you're big on the Cowboys, are +3 at home for the Cowboys. I don't think home field advantage matters, but regardless, this is in LA. So you're basically trying to tell me that the 8-8 Cowboys are favored at the 9-7 Rams? Not really sure about that one. Everybody's made the point many times that the Cowboys can beat shitty teams and they lose to good teams. Mm-hmm. So I guess the experts are saying the Rams are not a good team. Again, they were 9-7 last year. They went to the Super Bowl the year before. So I'm trying to figure out why everybody's so high on the Cowboys. All right, their top five additions. Number one, Coach Mike McCarthy. Didn't we all just get done talking about how shitty Mike McCarthy was for like 10 years with Aaron Rodgers, and he was holding Aaron Rodgers back? But now that he's replacing Jason Garrett, who I admit is an upgrade, everyone wants to say that he's going to be the savior. I don't buy that. They added Gerald McCoy, who's a Pro Bowl player, but he's 32 years old. I don't know what you're getting out of a 32-year-old defensive lineman. They added CeeDee Lamb, who could be the best receiver in the draft, but he's also going to be probably their third receiver. I mean, I don't know how much impact a dude has when he's your third receiver. And they added some other dudes. Haha, Clinton Dix, who's been passed around to like 10 different teams. He's a big name, but he's kind of washed.
It's passing around Dix.
Passing around Dix, nice. They lost Travis Frederick, who's probably been the best center in the league for the past 5 years. They lost Byron Jones, lost Robert Quinn. So my point is, I don't know why everyone is sucking Dallas's dick. Dak Prescott is an average quarterback. He has not proven he can beat great teams. So I'm taking the points with Larm.
I don't hate it. I was looking at that one too, and I could not convince myself that the Cowboys would cover -3. And I was like, if there's any bet, it probably is the Larm +3.
Okay.
I don't think I'll be jumping in with you, but I don't hate the pick.
That's fine. That's fine.
I like that you gave your analysis though. That was good.
What else you got?
All right. Next I have the Las Vegas Raiders -3 over the Panthers. This is brand new coach Matt Rhule's first year in a team that was bad last year and has no reason to look like they'll be that much better this year. And the Vegas Raiders moving cities, playing their first game for Vegas. If any owner in the league or any team would try to sway another team to possibly throw a game or like give them a win, I'm calling chicanery right now.
Whoa.
I think that it would be the Raiders over the Panthers, and I think that they're going to have a decently sized 14-plus point win over the Panthers.
Wow, huge win there. I was on record last week saying the Panthers are going to be really bad, so I don't hate it, but I'm going to wait to see a little bit of a Derek Carr before I jump on the bandwagon. Okay. So,
okay. Noted great hang at Bonfire, Derek Carr.
Noted. As I've said it before, I'll say it again. The rich man's Ben Roethlisberger at a Bonfire, Derek Carr. All right, my third pick coin is another road dog, and that is the Green Bay Packers +2.5 at the Vikings. I know that you are picking the Vikes to get a bye in the NFC, but again, there's no fans in the stadium, no fans allowed, so I don't understand the home field advantage. The Packers were 13-3 last year. The Vikings were 10-6? 9-7? regardless, Packers were better last year. Last time they played in Minnesota, Packers won 23-10. That was 7 months ago. Not much of a different teams that we've got now. Aaron Rodgers, best passer rating in domes of any quarterback in the league since 2006. Packers have a better team. Mm-hmm. And I think these lines are messed up because Vegas is treating them like home and away, but they're just not really.
That's a good point, and I like that you're on this early. I think that people will be catching on by week two, and I like that you're kind of jumping on the no real home field advantage.
Right.
Especially for in the NFC North, where the battles are so tightly contested, and these teams have played each other forever.
Yep, for sure.
I don't love it straight up, but I do have the Packers as part of my next pick, which is a three-team teaser, which I know teasers. You've been looking for.
I love teasers.
So, my proposal. I've been notably low on the Niners. I don't think they're going to be that great. They're going to be good. I don't think they're going to be that great this year. I would like to tease the Cardinals up to plus 17, the Chiefs to plus 1, and the Packers to plus 12.5.
Man, I haven't decided how I feel about the Cardinals. 17's a lot, I guess, but the Niners are certainly capable of rolling teams. Now, the Cardinals and Niners have a weird relationship. I feel like every year the Cardinals, the undermanned Cardinals, take it to the 49ers. Mm-hmm. So I do like that aspect of it. I think people are a little too bullish on Kyler.
And the sophomore slump is very real, I will admit.
But all that said, like I said, 17 points is a lot of points. I also am super duper high on the Chiefs, but Big Money Watson scares me a tad, but not really. I'll probably look at that with you. Okay. I got to question the cards and see if maybe I'd like to throw somebody else in there.
Okay. I'm open like to Packers work around a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now we're getting to. You want to lay out how we're going to do this for like point scoring wise for the season, Noel?
Yeah, I think we're going to simplify things. Last year we did the Stonesy picks, which I rolled coin from like week four. It was a blowout. It wasn't any fun. Rather than add up points of the point spread that we bet, we're just going to have a winner and loser each week of these underdog picks. So each of us get to pick one underdog to win outright. We're going to take turns for who picks first, because it may matter which game you pick depending on who the other person picks.
Right.
If one of our team wins and one of our teams loses, obviously the person whose teams wins that week, so they get a point. If both of our teams lose, nobody gets any points. We're just both losers. True. If both of our teams win, however, then whichever team was the bigger underdog gets the win for that week. So that's what I wanted to make sure we incentivize picking bigger underdogs. I don't want you picking, you know, half point underdogs and thinking that you're a genius for picking an underdog coin.
I'm not you, no.
So that said, we need a name for it. It's no longer Stonesy Picks. I think we'll think of something. Listeners, if you have an idea. Please thinking of something like a one-up where like if somebody picks a line, then the other person can one-up them by picking, like, a bigger line. Like, rolling somewhere in that range. I'm saying that it needs a lot of work.
Okay.
So, would you like to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Yes, I would like to go first because I think you might take it.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Noel, notably left out of my Moneyline parlay, was another big favorite. I would like to take the Cleveland Browns, who are 8-point dogs, to the Baltimore Ravens this week. That is right, plus 300 on the money line. I think that teams spent a lot of the offseason preparing for the Ravens, and especially the Browns, who are division opponents, and will play them week one. They have had more time than anybody to just prepare on the Ravens. I like a little Baker resurgence. This is a good team with a lot of weapons. Their defense has good foundation. And I just like them coming out hot week one.
I was not going to pick it. I definitely will throw a sprinkle on plus 300 on my Browns. I think if they're going to win the 2 seed in the AFC, they probably should win this first game
against
the Ravens. They beat them once last year, right? They were one of the only teams that beat the Ravens.
The second week, I think they kicked the shit out of them. It was like 43-15.
Right. Okay. I will not be one-upping that coin.
Okay.
And I have to decide if I want to take this back, but I guess I'm going to stick with it. So I made this pick before I saw the recent news that just came out. I would like to take the Broncos +2.5 at home against the Tennessee Titans. Now, it occurred to me after I made this pick that the reason are home dogs is because Von Miller is likely out for season. That hurts like a ton, like when your best player is out for season. But I really think the Titans aren't that great. I think the Broncos still have a decent squad that can do some stuff. But the only stats I really care about, the Broncos have won their last 7 week 1 home games.
Oh, that's a fun stat.
Even better, the Broncos are 28-6-1 all time at home in week 1.
That's wild. I had no idea.
Straight up, the Broncos at home, Mile High. You're coming from Nashville, going up to that altitude. You're going to be, you know, sucking wind.
Playing in smoke, too.
Playing in smoke, which the Denver's been practicing in. They're used to it by now. I kind of hate this pick. I also really like the two. I already picked Larm and the Packers to cover. I probably should have picked one of them just to win.
I'll allow you to switch. You can do it.
I know, but I don't know which to switch to. All right, now screw it. I'm taking Larm. I changed my mind.
Okay.
Rams are going to beat the Cowboys, and everyone's going to hush their Cowboy hype just for a minute.
Okay. I've been notably down on the Rams, so...
Yep. That's good.
So we'll see. I like that we have some a little contention in our picks, though. That's good.
Exactly.
I have 5 more points on you than this one. That's pretty good.
Although it's not quantifiable. It's either more or less. You could have picked a 3.5 point.
That's true. True. Yeah.
We could think of how to weight stuff, but then it just gets too complicated. We'll see.
True. All right. Well, that'll do it for our week 1 picks and our last show without football. This is wild.
Very exciting. We decided to take a little hiatus on Stumptown as well. So we've been doing Stumptown now for probably like 50 weeks. Gonna take a little break and try to keep these closer to an hour. We know you got a busy schedule, so these 90 to 110 10-minute pods.
It's a good chunk of change. Let's keep them bite sized. Yeah.
So this one will be a little shorter for you.
Cool. All right. Well, that'll do, everybody. Remember, rate and review. You know, just tell your friends. Hey, if you want to listen to some like not that in depth football coverage, but maybe laugh a couple times.
Yes. Exactly.
Come check out the Rookie Show.
The most common review we get is actually not that bad. That's what most people said.
Which is just glowing in my eyes. I mean, it rings in the back of my head all day.
We exceeded expectations.
Well, you can follow us at Rookie Show Pod on Twitter, and you can email us at rookieshowpod@gmail.com if you so choose to. You can follow me at King Coin on both Instagram and Twitter. And where can the people follow you,
Noel? People can follow me at DecreamFillin on Twitter. They can follow me at CTravisNoel on Instagram. The C, of course, stands for CD. CEEDEE.
Travis Noel.
That's right.
Perfect. All right. Play us out. Black Eyed Peas?
Bump.
Bump, 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 bump. Bump, 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 bump. Bum, bum, bum. Doop. All right. See you, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Peace.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness, but what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all,
people
y'all.
People killing, people dying. Children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying. Children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas, yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One world, one world.
We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
And something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good world. World here. Yeah. We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world.